That.
Wow, wow, wow.
Did you stop that?
I did stop.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Yep.
Just now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Wow, wow, wow. We are going to unwrinkle. Don't get your buns in a knot yet. Special show tonight. Tonight. First, we're going to bump asses with DJ Hazmat. And then we're going to get the show all together. Now, let's make sure everything is functioning here. I can see, I can hear, I can smell. Let's get the displays right.
All five senses work.
So, everything there looks pretty good. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to unwrinkle. And tonight's special show is all the music of Frank Zappa. Why? Because I heard a couple of Zappa songs this week, and I was like, God, I'm so sick of the stupid stereotypes that people have of this guy without ever listening to 4 minutes of his music. And even some people that have listened to 320 minutes of his music have listened to the real lazy stuff. Or, you know, there's all sorts of associations people have with him. We don't need to have those. This is Unwrinkled Ear, and the next, I decided this is going to be the first of a 4-installment series, not necessarily in order. We might not hear the next installment till June, but this series is going to involve the four greatest musicians out of Southern California. We're going to start with Frank Zappa, going to go have a show all about Eric Dolphy, have a show all about John Cage, and then, yes, we will have a show completely dedicated to David Lee Roth. So, Frank Zappa, Eric Dolphy, John Cage, David Lee Roth. Tonight, Frank Zappa. This is from Burnt Weenie Sandwich, WPLJ.
I say WPLJ, really tastes good to me. Please, please, please give me some more white porter lemon.
Guitar player, yes.
Now believe me when I tell you that my song is really true. I want everyone to listen and believe. It's about some little people from a long time ago. And all the things the neighbors didn't know. Early in the morning, Daddy Dinky went to work, selling lamps and chairs to San Bernardino Squares. And I still remember Mama with her apron and her pants, feeding all the boys at Ed's Cafe, whizzing and pasting and pooting through the day. Ronnie helping Kenny, helping burn his boots away. And all the while on a shelf in the shed, Kenny's little creatures on display. Ronnie saves his newbies on a window in his room, a marvel to be seen, dysentery green. While Kenny and his buddies have a game out in the back, let's make the water turn black. We see them after school in a world of their own. To some it might seem creepy what they do. The neighbors on the right sat and watched them every night. I'll bet you'd do the same if they was you. Whizzing and pasting and booting through the day, Ronnie helping Kenny, helping burn his boots away. And all the while on a shelf in the shed, Kenny's little creatures on display. Ronnie's in the army now and Kenny's taking pills. Oh, how they yearn to see a bomber burn. Color flashing, thunder crashing, dynamite machine. Wait till the fire turns green. Wait till the fire turns green.
This is a song from our Freak Out album, which has been changed to a waltz for live performance. The name of this song is You Didn't Try to Call Me. After we play through You Didn't Try to Call Me, there'll be a brief pause, and I will say, let's roll along now. That means nothing to you. Into a piece of Petrushka by Igor Stravinsky, followed by The Bristol Stomp, followed by Baby Love by The Supremes, followed by our new Smash Flop single, There's a Big Dilemma About My Big Leg Emma.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Call me, why didn't you try? I'm so lonely. And who I take home if you call me your name? I need you so bad, you're the one, babe. Tell me who's coming to your mouth. Cause who is my mind and I can't sleep at all. You didn't try to call me. Why didn't you try? I'm so lonely. And who I take home, I keep calling your name. I need you so bad, you're the one, babe. Tell me who's loving you now.
They go right into Baby Love. You can just hear it, can't you? Oh, my baby love, my baby. So, but we're not going to hear that. We might have to jump back to that. That's from Tis the Season to Be Jelly, live in Sweden, 1967. Some Mothers of Invention. Gotta love those 30-second Petruska Briscoe stomp interludes. Before that, something else from 1967 from the album. We're Only in It for the Money, which, incoincidentally, was the first T-shirt I ever made for myself. I had written, We're Only in It for the Money, on the back. I think I was 16, and I took the logo from Barking Pumpkin Records, the cat with its back arched in front of the pumpkin. The pumpkin says, woof, and the slogan from Zappa's record label, World's Finest Optional Entertainment. Yes, first T-shirt I ever made. The next one is actually going to feature my dog catching a frisbee. I'll let you know the slogan when it comes around. And the first two things, so we heard two different albums, both from 1967, and the first two other songs we heard were also from the same year, two different albums, 1970, those, Burnt Weenie Sandwich and Chunga's Revenge, Transylvania Boogie, WPLJ. Now we're going to jump to 1971, two tracks from Live at the Fillmore East, 1971. We're going to hear Do You Like My New Car? And Happy Together. And this is not going to be a comprehensive experience, but who knows? Maybe some cats are getting dressed. Maybe some people are dressing up their cats right now. Do you like my new car?
I mean, really? You are... You gotta tell me some... I mean, seriously, I'm telling you... This is the first time that any of my girlfriends and I have ever met anybody really from Hollywood. I mean, really, my girlfriend Jim and Ian and Ainsley and Bob and Frank. I mean, none of us.
Nice to meet you.
We've never met a pop star from Hollywood. Tell me something. Have you ever met Davy Jones or Bobby Sherman? I mean, David Cassidy. He's so...
Jimmy Greenspoon at once.
Three Dog Night?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. They're my favorite band. Oh, God. Oh, do you like my new car? I mean, my dad just gave it to me for graduation.
Oh, yeah. It's a Fillmore, isn't it? Real futuristic. I dig the fins. Listen, do you know how to get to the Holiday Inn from here?
No, which one is it?
Excuse me, it's the one by the airport, you know, because we gotta get up early and fly out of here in the morning, you know?
Oh,
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you guys play tomorrow night? I mean, I'd like to come maybe in your bus or something. Yeah? Come in the bus, huh? Tomorrow we're in, let's see, Tierra del Fuego.
Oh,
you're so professional, Howie. Howie, I mean, the way you're getting to play in all these exotic places. I mean,
yeah.
Tell me something. Tell me and all my girls. Tell me, do you really have a hit record on the charts now with a bullet? I mean, that's really important.
Listen, honey. Would I lie to you just to get in your pants?
Hey, listen.
Hey,
listen to me. Tell me. We are not groupies.
No, I never said that.
We're not groupies.
No,
you better understand that. I told Robert Plant. I told Elton John. I told all those big guys. We are not groupies.
No, I never.
Roger Daltrey never laid a hand on me.
It's obvious to see why. Listen, I never.
How and Mike, tell him right
we
now.
We only like musicians for friends, you know?
Real straight arrow, Howie.
Really? Just for friends, Howie.
But we still like you.
Yeah, we wouldn't mind coming in your bus, but.
I mean, we still want to hear your record.
Listen, you chicks. Now, didn't you just say that you got off being juked with a baby octopus and spewed upon with cream corn, and that your hair-lip dyko bass-playing girlfriend in the backseat had to have it with a Yoo-Hoo bottle or she went ape shit?
Oh.
What's the deal,
Howie,
baby?
Come Howie, on. Listen to me. All that's true.
Come across.
I swear,
sorry,
all that's true. And sometimes I even dig it with a Dr. Brown's cream soda or celery. But we are not groupies. No matter what you think,
we are
not groupies.
You see, there seems to be some kind of a communications problem, honey, because I'm a lonely guy from out of town, you know, and I want some action. What I'm talking about is I want a steaming, succulent, ever-widening, gooey, drippy, runny kind of a hole with how should I put this? Let's say we hop in the trunk of your gremlin and get our rocks off.
Hey! Jesus!
Very agile, Howie, very agile.
I am in this band, no matter what we do up here. Now listen, it just so happens.
Yeah.
Tonight, me and my girlfriends, I mean, we've all come here for one thing tonight.
Yeah.
Looking for a guy. And we're looking for a guy from a group.
Ah!
But he's gotta have a dick.
Ah!
And he's got to have a dick that's a monster!
That's me!
Oh, you voluptuous Manhattan Island clit.
It's funny it's a Manhattan Island.
Take me, I'm yours, you whole. Fulfill my wildest dreams.
Oh, anything for you, my most seductive, seclusive pop star of a man.
Yeah?
Picture this if you can.
Oh.
Bead jobs, knotted nylons, bamboo canes, three unreleased recordings of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fighting in the dressing room at the Fillmore East, one enchilada wrapped with pickle sauce shoved up and down in between a donkey's legs until he can't stand it anymore. All this and more, Howie, including an electric cooled pony harness with fuel injection.
Oh, my God, I can't stand it! I mean, do you understand the implications of what I'm saying? I can't stand it.
Oh, I really can't stand it. Please, give it to me. Give it to me right here in the trunk of your gremlin. Give me the enchilada with the pickle sauce shoved up and down the donkey's ass until it can't come anymore!
Not until you sing me your big hit record. And I want to hear the big hit record, and I want to hear it now. And I want to hear the big hit record now with the bullet. With the bullet.
The bullet?
The bullet. The bullet. It's the part that gets me the hottest. Now sing me that record, and I want to hear it right now. Or you ain't driving nowhere tonight, buddy.
Well, I know when I'm licked all over. Okay, baby. Bend over and spread 'em. Here comes my bullet.
Say!
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. Call up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. And ease my mind, imagine how the world could be. So here I am, so happy together.
So thank you very much for coming to our concert tonight. I know that in a way it's sad that Bill Graham is closing down the Fillmore, but I'm sure he'll get into something better. It's been lovely working for you this evening. Good night.